AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. We're getting more information on the Americans who went missing over the weekend in Iraq. According to a government intelligence official there, they were kidnapped after being invited to the home of their interpreter in southern Baghdad. The official said the Americans were then taken to Sadr City, and after that, all communications and contact stopped. The U.S. Embassy has not identified the missing Americans or said what they were doing in Iraq. Well, not everyone is happy with the way five Americans were released by Iran. Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio says the deal made the U.S. look weak.
What the president's now doing, not just with this, but what he did with the Castro brothers and what he did with Bergdahl, is he's put a price on the head of every American abroad. Our enemies now know that if you can capture an American, you can get something meaningful in exchange for it.
Senator Rubio on NBC's Meet the Press. A new health care proposal was a focal point of the sometimes contentious Democratic candidate debate Sunday night.
Just hours before the debate, Bernie Sanders unveiled a sweeping health care plan that would have the government provide everybody with health care. He acknowledged during the NBC debate that it would raise taxes for some.
A little bit more in taxes, do away with private health insurance premiums. It's a pretty good deal.
Clinton, meanwhile, embraced the health care law.
To start over again with a whole new debate is something that I think would set us back.
Sanders countered it would move the country forward, not back. Jerry Bodlander, Charleston, South Carolina.
Authorities say a 21-year-old woman in Milwaukee probably died of the extreme cold. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office says the woman was found frozen and pronounced dead just before noon Sunday. She reportedly left a house party and was found by a passerby. Bitter cold has people shivering in the Northern Plains and in the Great Lakes regions. This is AP Radio News. According to a new report from Amnesty International, women and girl migrants coming into Europe face violence and sexual harassment at every stage of their journey. The report by the Human Rights Group was based on interviews with 40 women and girls in Germany and Norway last month who had traveled from Turkey to Greece and then across the Balkans. The investigative journalism drama Spotlight won the top prize at the Critics' Choice Awards last night. It also won for Best Acting Ensemble. Producer Steve Colan says it's an important story to tell about the molestation of children that revealed the church's cover-up.
The journalists that we represented in this movie, they were phenomenal, and also the survivors of all the injustice that took place all around the world. Thank you so much.
Sound courtesy A&E Networks. Sunday's NFL playoff games were won by the Carolina Panthers and by the Denver Broncos. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.